Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen TikTok-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. TikTok. Refresh your good vibes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Chad Daniels and water skiing on stilts. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Now, I understand we have Ernie Fergler with some chinchilla information.
I didn't. Okay,
Ernie? Us on line one.
No, man, it's me, Matt, back in Screen Door.
Oh, hey, Matt. Okay.
You know, Ferglers have had all kinds of pets over the years.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, we once had a parrot that we taught to say, homo says what? That's the last one we had. But anyway, listen, we've got an important old film strip that Christy needs to hear.
Oh, yeah?
I got to play it real fast before old man Fergler hears it. He'd drop a load.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jason, go ahead, play it. Screen Door Productions presents
Chinchillas and You, Part 2, Health Concerns. Chinchillas have rather delicate digestive systems and are susceptible to waterborne bacteria, such as Giardia, in high concentrations. They are also very susceptible to heat stroke. The chinchilla frequently experiences heart failure and seizures. There has been good evidence that chinchillas have died from enlarged hearts and blood clots in the descending aorta, causing paralysis and death. The prevalence of chinchilla doorstops is testament to this disturbing health concern. There have been many deaths from congestive heart failure. We've also seen seizures in chinchillas, both from low calcium and other unknown causes. Abscesses and cavities in chinchilla teeth are common. When irritated or frightened, chinchillas cluck loudly all night long and spray urine because their fur retains moisture. Chinchillas do not bathe in water.
Oh.
It causes fungus growth and rot. When uncaged, chinchillas will eat practically anything in the home, and other household pets love to chase them and tear them to shreds. This concludes part two, Chinchillas and You, Health Concerns. Turn the reel over for our next segment on chinchillas, Rabies Shots and You.
Thanks, man.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
And then on the big screen TV, we have Christy Lee. We have this giant, it looks like a drive-in theater screen now in the building with us. So, and there's, let's see, I can see Pat Godwin over there. And then, Wow, it looks like he's about to have his mugshot taken. He looks unhappy, disgruntled, but he's got the Nike swoosh on his side.
I thought it was James Hetfield at first from Metallica.
It's comedian Chad Daniels.
Yes, menacingly looking
ladies
down
and gentlemen.
On us. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Hi, guys.
Oh, it's great to see you.
Chad, where are you? Are you in a hotel room?
I am in a hotel room in St. Louis.
Okay.
Ah, my old stomping grounds.
I guess that when yes, I saw what... Is that a fire...
extinguisher thing?
Sprinkler system thing above your head?
Oh. Yeah, it's where I hang my clothing.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, it's good to see you. Now, it's my understanding you are actually out on the road doing real live comedy shows?
That's true. For the first time ever, I actually asked the pilot yesterday on the way here. I said, hey, you've done this more than once in the last 4.5 months, right? Because I'm going to have to listen to my set on the way to St. Louis to remember any of my material. I haven't written a joke. I've just been having fun. I haven't used any beard dye, as you can tell. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Unbelievable.
Like it.
Looks good.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what people say. That's what young women like to say, right? In their 30s, they go, "Ooh, I love a man with the salt and pepper hair." Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go home and make out with my brunette boyfriend. So ridiculous.
So, God, you raise a good point. I hadn't thought about that. That the pilot kind of out of practice.
Yeah.
What does this button do? Don't touch the red one.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we didn't all come back on the same day, did we?
Right.
Wow. And so now I want to get your schedule straight. You are at the Helium Club in St. Louis, and that is this evening, correct?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And then Helium in Indy tomorrow, and then Thursday, the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Friday and Saturday, the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
Have you done any shows at all yet, or is this going to be your first one tonight?
Yeah, this is my first one. I didn't do any Zoom shows or anything because that just seemed like I was holding on to comedy a little too tightly. Plus, I don't know if you've ever seen me do stand-up, but when people aren't laughing, I lose my mind.
I've seen that. Yeah, sure have.
Yes, we've seen your show.
That seems like a disaster. So.
Yeah, yeah. So now, do you have to wear a mask on stage? What are the protocols for this?
So everybody's masked up in the crowd, the front rows 8 feet back, you know, the staff is wearing a mask, and then I take my mask off on stage only, and that's how we're doing it.
Okay.
All right. Well, then how is your regular life? Have you been fishing or boating? I know you're a Minnesotan.
Yeah, I just actually bought a lake place, so I was trying to get on the show just to catch up with you guys, but I didn't have internet and my cell service was horrible. But I have to tell you, you know, I know this thing has been hard on everyone, but I have really enjoyed being home with my kids for 4.5 months. Although about a month into it, I think they got bored because they started arguing for no reason. My daughter will just ask me a question. She started a necklace company and she goes, hey, what do you think about if I mailed these necklaces in some sort of styrofoam thing? And I go, well, didn't you just pay money to have a recyclable box that you send? And then you're going to send styrofoam? That doesn't really seem right. And she goes, well, that's what I'm doing. So it doesn't matter. Okay. So now I'm just a sounding board, and my son didn't even ask me questions to start a fight. He just sounded like that little kid on what's that movie with Tom Cruise where he was with Renee Zellweger?
Jerry Maguire?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Maguire. He just walks up to you and goes, you know that human head weighs 8 pounds? Like, okay.
So all is well.
At one point he goes, I have a 103 fever. And I go, well, go to the doctor. And he goes, no, it's 103. And I go, do you mean 103? And he goes, no, 100.3. And I go, you got to say the point, man. You have to say the point.
Yes.
Because, and then he sends me this thing that says in the English language, and can actually replace the decimal point. And I was just like, Isaac, bring your friend Heatha. Because that's the exact same time period where that was acceptable. You're not writing the doctor a check. You're giving him your temperature. Stop.
So do you have a boat? If you have a house on a lake?
Yeah, I do. I have a pontoon boat.
Nice.
Which actually, you know, like you said, I'm going to Indy tomorrow, and this pontoon boat's at Bennington, so it was made in Indiana. It's an Indiana company, and I don't know if anyone at the shows is going to be named Bennington, but I hope so, because I'm going to try to be friends with them, because they've somehow managed to charge $60,000 for a piece of wood with a couch on it. It's just a floating, it's like I may as well have saved all my gallon milk jugs and make my own. It's incredible.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure the young ladies, there's nothing like a Bennington to get them hot, though, huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Can you water ski off that baby, or is it just for, like, fishing?
Yep.
Oh, you can?
Well, yeah, you can fish. Well, yeah, because they call it, it's like a family room that floats. That's the big idea behind it. But, yeah, we fish, and we tube and water ski and stuff like that. I just ended up putting a bigger motor on it because I didn't want to get two things.
I see. Well, cool. Yep. Well, is your love life in gauged at all? I mean, is it anything happening, or is it?
Oh, you said engaged. You split the word up. I thought you were going to say in shambles.
We're talking with comedian Chad Daniels. I'm sorry, Chad. No personal questions. Chad Daniels, once again, on the road, bringing live comedy back to the universe. Well, Chad, you're looking good. We like the salt and pepper look.
That's nice of you to say.
Now, I know that you're a big sports fan. Chick McGee here, our sports director.
Thanks, Tom, for that wishy-washy introduction. I appreciate it.
Is somewhat convinced that it's going to be pretty tough getting sports back up and running, but I know you've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see sports up and running, but then, you know, you're seeing everybody having to delay their season because they tested positive and whatever else, and these bubbles that they're putting the athletes in. I just don't understand how they're going to do it. But, you know, I play beanbags and stuff, and I'm looking to send some videos to ESPN because I think it's a pretty good shot.
Sure. Yeah, man. Sure, sure.
Well, good.
Why not?
Yeah. Right.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, and I think it's great that you're able to do some live shows once again. And stay in touch. Let us know how these go.
And you've got a special or two on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, I have a special called As Is that was recorded, 2011, 2012, something like that.
And people can go see that again tonight live.
Yeah. It's funny because when you watch the two specials back to back, they're only I think 7 years apart, but it looks like I've aged, I don't know, 57 years.
Well, they're both terrifically funny, man. They're wonderful.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks, Chad. We're going to sign off. It's great seeing you. Best of luck tonight, tomorrow.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, man. Chad.
Enjoy that boat. God, that sounds awesome.
I know. I love a pontoon
boat. So great. Yeah.
Especially on the water.
Especially the ones you can water ski off.
Sure.
That's the best.
Absolutely.
Speaking of water skiing.
Yes. We'll have that in a minute.
Well,
wait a minute. We'll have that now?
Well, yesterday I was telling you that...
You saw deer water skiing.
We have this world water skiing record.
Kind of like how
did he have four skis or two?
That's a good question, Christy.
In your guys' head, are you imagining it? Is he holding the tow rope with his mouth? Because that's how
that, I see, me too.
And that's a good time.
No, and he has to have four little skis.
That sense.
I am imagining one in one hoof and then the other hoof up in the air.
I saw a deer that sentence like Chad's son delivers the temperature.
I know. I saw a deer water skiing. I probably should have clarified. No, I was water skiing near Harbor Springs, Little Traverse Bay. And we used to water ski there all the time. It's the best.
Sure.
And I was out there behind the boat. And as you know, when I water ski, I always wore socks.
Oh, you water ski behind the boat. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Wow, wait a minute. You still wear socks when you water ski?
Not anymore, but there was a time. Because I
answer the question. I think you do. I think
I had
do.
Seen. I had seen the movie Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Sure.
It's still one of the greatest movies ever made.
Very scary.
And the creature comes up and he grabs you by the foot and pulls you in. So I always figured, well,
if you're wearing,
wearing socks, all he gets is a sock. And I know it's something's going on, I get out.
Have you ever tried taking off a wet sock?
Yes, every day.
It might give him a better grip.
Exactly. And if you think I am making this up, we can call my sister Jan or either of my brothers and they'll tell you. So I see this deer water skiing.
Yeah.
No, I'm the one water skiing.
Sure.
And this deer, and like I remember looking over the wake going, what the hell's that up there? Because you got to be careful. There'll be floating logs and stuff occasionally.
Yeah. I bet it looked like a branch.
And then you realize, oh, my God, it's a live deer swimming. And I'm like a mile from shore.
So at least, swimmers.
At least it was in the water.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you saw it on the shore yesterday.
No. I'm a mile out.
What a non-story that is.
Yeah, right?
You think this is a non-story, but this is true.
Yeah. No, that's whatever. Weird. That would be very weird.
Do you know what you call a deer that's water skiing?
No, what?
A ski-do.
Oh.
Not a ski-do, a ski-do.
Man, I love Willie. he's so funny, but he gets a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
Like, he gets way more leeway. Than I
he's
ever
the
had.
Boss's son. Come on.
He's a golden child. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Josh, I was just hoping we wouldn't call any attention to it. We kind of just let it cruise by.
So, it was weird. And then another story similar. I was talking to one of the DNR guys about it.
Of course you were.
Well,
because everyone goes, when they water ski, they hook up with the DNR people.
Sure, absolutely.
I knew the DNR guys because I was doing news on the radio. And he said that, the deer see the lights of Charlevoix across the bay.
Oh, the lights of Charlevoix.
The lights of Charlevoix.
Yes.
One day I'll be there.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Tending bar.
It's like a Fitzgerald short story.
And somebody will walk in and go, where are your deer nuts? And they'll go under a buck. And then
the big egg or whatever the hell.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, Josh, I thought my dad was going to go, regionally Hemingway would have made more sense than Yeah, the Nick Adams stories take
place. Lights on the water, I always think.
Well, Hemingway was more toward Boyne City. And,
sure. What is DNR, for those who don't know? Me?
Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Unless it's some drug reference, Willie, is that it?
DNR? No, okay. I can think of some fun drug references there, but no, okay. I don't think so.
Then one night I was walking back on the beach by myself, and I didn't have a flashlight, and it was pitch black, and I tripped over a dead deer on shore.
That's a bummer.
That's terrifying. A dead, wet carcass soaked rotting on the beach.
By a boogie board or something.
What part of it did you trip over?
The deer.
No, I mean like
the
his
body.
Head
the body. The body. Remember like it was yesterday. It was soggy and awful. And
that is.
For those of you, it was about, I'd say, a half mile north of Five Mile Creek. So.
Oh, great.
I'm sure they've cleaned it up by now.
I'm sure, nature itself.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have. I bring this up because we have a great water skiing story. Yeah. We were just talking to Chad Daniels about water skiing. This is a video you must watch. It's the new world record for water skiing on stilts.
A Minnesota man has set the unofficial record for the world's tallest water ski on stilts. Last week, Chris Denz water skied around Hartley Lake on 11-foot stilts. His attempt to break the previous record of 10.5 feet set by Glenn Sperry, who even reached out to help Denz break his record.
Oh, that's nice.
Denz, a dentist. Mm-hmm. And co-founder of the Brainerd Ski Loons Water Ski Show team, said he had been inspired by Sperry's record, and after making a Facebook post, asked for help. Sperry called Denz to lend him some tips and tricks on water skiing on stilts.
Up there in Brainerd, huh?
Oh, yeah, take care of that right here in Brainerd.
You got the word nerd in it and the word brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Denz now believes he could maybe go higher one day, but until then, he's waiting to hear back from Guinness. He submitted his application for the record. What a gigantic waste of time.
Oh, it's the best.
It's
so cool.
It's not even an official record yet.
Dan's achievement also coincides with his 6th wedding anniversary. He's been married 6 years.
Wow.
Doesn't he know he can get out of it? Jeez.
That's a record.
What the hell is that all about? Criminy.
Oh, it's so cool.
Wait, are these stilts, are these like attached to the skis?
Yeah. And then attached to his legs.
Yes, you've got an 11-foot
So it's not like a regular water ski where you just slide your foot in. It's some sort of ski boot, maybe.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's got these 11-foot boards. It looks like they're running up his leg, and he's kind of lashed to them.
Yeah.
If this went wrong at speed, this would be quite the face plant. But the trick is starting. He's sitting on a dock, and the trick is as soon as the line is taut, they have to gun it, and he has to jump up. And
wow.
It's super funny looking, though.
11
feet. Don't you love those water ski shows where they go by pyramids and all that stuff?
I do love them.
Fairly indifferent to them.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
don't you like about it?
Whatever happens to this guy, he deserves it, okay?
Oh, that's so funny.
Good Lord.
Come on, Josh. What's wrong with
this?
What is it? Too much joy?
If I saw that, I would be I'd be howling and cheering.
Too much joie de vivre. You'd rather be house.
Criminy.
Knee deep in Dostoevsky.
Between
masturbation breaks.
I would gladly toast that man.
I'll tell you what, this next chick sounds pretty good. I better go crank one. No.
Crank one. That's what I do.
I think we should try to get this guy on the phone, Dean.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, man, this is the best.
Oh, this just then he's dead. We can't.
Gave it a shot. Bless his heart.
Went under a bridge.
Okay, we already have the video up.
Went under a bridge.
That was 10-8. He didn't read it right.
What was the clearance?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.